gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from Doggone Positive out of Port St. Lucie, Florida is...
Maria Ryan.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with the lovely Miss Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat, and I know that because I have three rescue cats. And their behavior is next to perfect, mostly. But I can have them do anything with Lick and Lap by Vitacraft, and you can find that at vitacraft.us. You can find it at walmart.com. You can also find it in pet stores like Pet Supplies Plus. Good pets foods, natural supplements, and treats that your dog will love. Enter the promo code PETS to save 10% off at goodpetsfoods.com for your dog treat supplements. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. The lines are open at 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Aloha, aloha. I'm like aloha.
I almost don't want to interrupt the song. I like it so much.
I know.
It's like, that is sung by the guy that won, or one of the contestants on American Idol. And he sings the theme song for Lilo and Stitch, which I did get to screen as a movie critic.
Nice.
So Facebook, stay off my screen. I have the right to play that one. So basically, you want to definitely check it out. I think it's going to make a ton of money. But by the way, I did actually screen another film as well. But we'll get to that in just a second. But I do want to say, if you're going to the movies, gang, your top five movies as of last week were...
Otherwise known as my day. Had a tough week, man. Gotta unwind. And Westfield is in a place to ease my mind. Surrounded by strangers, the only
only way to see him. Stadium seating like I'm at the Coliseum. Are you not entertained for what he's asking us? But I assure you, we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the...
So if you're going to the movies, gang, the top five movies as of last week, no big surprise here. Final Destination Bloodlines was number one. So that did quite well. It made $76 million in its opening week.
Did you get to see that one?
I did not get to screen it.
I want to go so bad.
But I went to go see it last night.
Oh, nice. Was it?
So I went with April and Matt and Haley, their daughter, and the four of us went to see it, and I couldn't wait. All week long, I was anticipating it, and I didn't have to write a review on it because I didn't get to screen it. So I got to actually sit back and enjoy it. And you know what? I liked it. But I like some of the other ones better. But this one was, I don't want to say extremely different, but it was very different.
Well, yeah, the whole concept of it is kind of different because no one really, like, from my understanding, based on the preview, it is children that have survived somebody that shouldn't
right.
have survived. Like, that's why they are born, and that's why, like, death is after them or whatever, is because they should have never been alive.
You're not really giving anything away.
No, because that was in the trailer. Yeah. I haven't even seen it. That was what it was described.
It is in the trailers. Yeah. But the movie is
scary.
It's kind of a surprise, like, more so than, like, the other ones. You know what's kind of going to happen. But when the big tragic scene happens in this huge tower that was frightening in itself to be up that high, I was like, all right, how are they going to tie this in? So, like, I was totally confused. I was like, because normally in the old Final Destinations, they do it a certain way. But this one, they totally changed, I guess, to set you off in terms of, like, you're not going to know the format of it, which was kind of cool that they did that. So I really did like it. There's a lot of kind of gruesome scenes. I won't say gory, but they're pretty gruesome. And there's a lot that happens. But it was good.
It was a movie?
It was definitely worth seeing.
It's a horror movie. It's really
yeah,
dark.
Horror. Final Destination Bloodlines. And that's why it's called Bloodlines.
You're saying Final Destiny or whatever it is.
No Something. Animals in that
yeah.
one.
That's a video game.
No
I
animals
don't know.
In that one that I recall.
Might have checked out for 2 seconds because
yeah.
I thought we were still talking about Lilo and Stitch. I was like, what's happening right now?
A bird flew by. Thunderbolts was number two. It made $165 million in 3 weeks. Totally loved that movie. I'm surprised it's not making more money than what it has so far because it was really good. And very different as well. So that was number two. Number three, wow, way to go, Michael B. Jordan. I did not get to screen this one either, but Sinners is $250 million in 5 weeks.
Good.
I heard it's amazing. Number four, a Minecraft movie. I didn't watch that yet.
It was good.
I don't know the game, but it's made a ton of money at $419 million in 7 weeks. Yeah, it's out there.
Oh, wow.
I already bought it because Danny didn't see it, my husband.
I think it's on Prime right now, or it's coming to Prime.
It's on Apple TV.
That's what it is.
I bought it on Apple, so.
And then The Accountant 2, which my brother Ed's dying to see.
I am too.
Made $61 million in 4 weeks, so that's not too bad for a Ben Affleck movie. So those were your top five. But like I said, I did get to screen two movies this week, and I screened Lilo and Stitch, which made me want to hop on a plane and go to Hawaii. I mean, Hawaii, I've been there twice, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
It was good?
It was really good.
Oh, good. I want to see it.
It
looks good to the original. All the money that they lost on Snow White, they're going to make back on Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, definitely. It's going to make a ton of money. It's so well done. There are dogs in the movie, and there's dogs in shelters in the movies, and up for adoption, and Lilo basically adopts Stitch, you might say, which is trying to act like a dog, not giving anything away. But
it's a cartoon. It's a remake. If you haven't seen it, you're 25 years late or whatever. There's no spoilers.
They do take liberties, though, with the movie, though. They change things up a little bit. But the scenes in Hawaii are absolutely gorgeous. Mm. And the little girl that acts in it as Lilo is really amazing what she does. I had a little, I'm old and deaf to begin with, so a couple of times I had a hard time understanding her, but that could be my ears. But the cast was very well done. I really enjoyed the movie, Lilo and Stitch. The big one that's going to make good money. I know
it's
going to
make great money. It's going to be huge.
And Lilo, Stitch, actually so cute.
It's original voice.
It's really, really cute.
Who did the one in the cartoon? He's the original voice.
Yeah, I think John Sanders is his name. Mission Impossible to Final Reckoning. Amazing. I will tell you, it's really? it's three hours long. I didn't personally like it as much as the last one. I thought the last one kind of beats it out a little bit. But Tom Cruise does all his own stunts, and pretty amazing what Cruise does. Give me a little more volume on that one, Lex. That is the music, of course, from Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. But go check it out. Everybody else is. It's going to make a slew of money. Action from beginning to end. And there are some things that you're not going to expect, especially the ending. Anyway, check it out. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. You can see my review at TalkinPets.com. Click on Movie Reviews, or you can find them on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. Once again, this mission is not impossible. You can call us at 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
In the know, I'm Janet Simmons. BuzzRx medical advisor, Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland, pulmonary, critical care, and internal medicine physician, shares how you can stay healthy and save money this allergy season.
Spring is notorious for high pollen levels, which can be especially difficult for people with seasonal allergies. Treatment often involves avoiding known allergens and using antihistamines, decongestants, or corticosteroid nasal sprays.
Asthma treatment focuses on controlling airway inflammation and preventing flare-ups.
Using inhaled corticosteroids or rescue inhalers may be a part of your asthma control routine. Check out BuzzRx, a simple solution for saving money on prescription medications. It's a free prescription discount card and app service that allows users to save up to 80% on their medications.
People with a monthly prescription refill can save an average of $1,100 annually. Download the BuzzRx app or visit BuzzRx.com to learn more.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to KahanapaliResort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets, sets every night. Golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Ka'anapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com. The Ka'anapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
A government research laboratory responsible for conducting countless cruel experiments on beagles over the past four decades has been shuttered. National Institutes of Health Director Jay Bhattacharya recently made the announcement during a news segment. According to the White Coat Waste Project, 2,133 beagles died in brutal septic shock experiments at the laboratory center. According to the agency, beagles had pneumonia, causing bacteria pumped directly into their lungs, bleeding them out and forcing them into septic shock. After 4 days of infection, researchers killed the beagles and stuffed their bodies into a refrigerator. The organization first exposed what was happening at the government lab in 2016 and was instrumental in getting it closed. Visit TalkingPets.com for more information and join our Facebook family at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
There's a certain someone who cares a lot for me. No matter what I say or do, he's always there, you see. He doesn't look a thing like any of my other friends. When it comes to loyalty, he's there through thick and thin. I love my beagle loves me. He licks my face when I'm down, he wags his tail for me. He's always glad to see me, so you can plainly see. I love my beagle loves me.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Maria Ryan.
I'm Lexi Adams.
So we have some friends calling into us in about 10 minutes, so stay tuned for that. They're going to be with us for a segment. It's Jason Allen, Susan Hickman, and Chip Oliphant from the group Grit and Glory. We're going to be talking with them about their new song and video that's out, so stay tuned for them. If you want to see the video or listen to the song, well, we'll be playing it here on the show, but you can also go to TalkinPets.com, our website, and it's right there on the homepage, and you can see them all that are joining us, and we'll be talking for about 10 minutes about their album and all, and about the animals that they live with in their life. But pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401, that is the number to call. Maria, you know, it's that story that Lexi read about the beagles. I personally love beagles because we used to breed them when I was a kid. And they are smart dogs. Do you work with any beagles in training?
I've worked with a lot of beagles. And, in fact, Troy was actually a beagle boxer. So his nose was just on all the time. And then I've had beagle clients over the years. Very smart dogs, very driven, definitely need a job. I hate that story, but I love the fact that they are finally shut down. Oh, that's Tony in the background saying, "Hey, everybody in the world."
That's your new dog that you just got.
Yeah, that's the baby. He's 4 months old now.
Aww.
Yeah, he's so sweet. But I mean, it's disgusting.
Yeah, no,
what they did.
No, you know? Animal research definitely needs to go away, especially in this day and age. There's so many ways to do research these days rather than on animals. But, you know, domestic animals are very dear and near to our hearts. So it hurts when you hear about dogs or cats, especially that, you know, are experimented on, you know, any animals in general, of course, but, you know, dogs and cats are very close to us.
Yeah, it's just not necessary.
So, but
yay for the organization that put them out of business.
Would you say, Maria, that what would you say out of all the dogs out there that you've worked with are one of the smarter, one or two of the smarter breeds on the dog side?
I mean, to me, it's like they're all smart. But to me, I guess you could say some dogs that are going to pick up the fastest are going to be the herding breed, like your Aussies and your Border Collies.
Border Collies are amazing. You know.
Yeah, I mean, they know calculus. I remember having them in my classes with people, and they're like, yep, no problem. They're done. They're like, I'm like, okay, let's give the puppy a calculus problem. Just because they're so, you know, that's their breeding. That's their hardwired brains always working, problem solving. But that's what all the dogs do. And I feel like because I use, you know, evidence-based operant conditioning and free shaping methods, it's like, you know, they just learn and they are all engaged. So it's amazing.
What would you say to the people that, you know, get a dog and bring it into their lives and they, and you know it happens, and people try to teach their dog based on fear?
I think it breaks down the relationship between the human and the dog. And I think building a relationship of trust is what's most important. And you can be a leader and you don't have to be a butthead or about it. You know, you're not like, oh, I've got to dominate this dog, blah, blah, blah. No, just get out the treats and start. Just, you can sit down and train your dog. It's so easy and it's so less stressful for you. And you don't have to do anything physically. Punishment is, you know, it's hard to get people to give cookies on time. Forget about teaching them to give a punishment on time, because if you're going to use punishment, then the timing has to be perfect. And it backfires all the time anyway. And why not just build a good relationship and use some food and toys and play?
I find that with my cats as well in terms of training, because my cats aren't allowed on tables, no dining room tables, no kitchen counters. They are allowed on furniture. They're even allowed on my bed. I just don't like them where there's food sources. And not to say cat hair doesn't fly through the air, because God knows it does. But, you know, the thing is like my cats are, I have to, you know, applaud them. They're very well trained for who they are. But I work with them in terms of too, that I work on their behaviors and so on and so forth. And like you're saying, even when one of my cats and winter's prone for the, well, not winter, but I mean, summer is prone for this, because she's always grooming herself and she has long hair. So she gets hairballs a lot. And then sometimes winter actually eats her food too fast, and sometimes it'll come back up. So on both cases, I don't look at them in terms of yelling at them or a punishment. I work with them on the fact that I know you had to take care of it, and I try to talk to them. Not that they're understanding me, but I just show them an understanding kind of reaction rather than screaming at them. And then they sit there and they watch me clean it. And then they're all good. You could see that, like, once I cleaned it up, they're happy. Winter always tries to bury it, but that's not going to happen on tile floors or wood floors. But
no.
But it's, you know, she's trying to hide the evidence or whatever. But no, I clean it, and they're very good about it. And that's, you know, it should be fear-free. But we're going to take a little break. When we come back, Maria, we're going to be talking with Grit and Glory, and they've got a new song out, of course, and a video. So we're going to be talking with Jason Allen, Susan Hickman, and Chip Oliphant, find out a little bit about them and who and what animals share their lives as being country musicians and singers. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Give us a call at 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. And if you watch The Voice, you might recognize Susan Hickman. This is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure, we can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver? Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Hey everybody, Bob Page here, and welcome to another edition of Talkin' Pets Rewind. In this installment, John gives another listener advice on how to handle those tough kitty litter troubles.
Out to Helena, Montana, and Evelyn. Hey, Evelyn. Thank you, darling.
When I'm frantic about this crazy little critter, I brought him in from the alley and got him fixed and cleaned up and gave him brand new haircut and everything because he was in a horrible state of affairs. They dumped him. Somebody left him, you know.
It's not a possum, is it?
Oh, no, possum. He's my kitty cat.
Oh, okay.
He's a boy cat, and he's so sweet. And he's a paladoxus, what do you call it, what, the six toes?
Mm-hmm.
But we call them special.
Yeah, well, he is. He's so lovable. God love him. I don't see how anybody could throw him away there like they did. Anyway, I've had him a year now. Last winter, he was wonderful. He'd poo and pee in the poo pans, you know. All of a sudden, here it is. We're freezing our tutus off.
Your tutus.
Trying to be nice. But honestly, God, it's so cold and the snow is piling up, you know, and he insists on peeing and pooing out in that no, pardon my French. That's no. And he won't use the poop pen. Now, what is wrong with him? I'm frantic. I don't know what to do. I don't have to put him out every cut and pick in 20 minutes, you know?
One of the things, though, too, Evelyn, if he's used to going outside, which he's an outdoor cat.
He was when he was deserted.
So he's used to that out there going outside.
I know, but he used the poop pen wonderful all last winter, and now all of a sudden he walks past it and wants outside. It makes me furious.
It's like you're going to have to retrain him again to be an indoor cat, and then once you get him trained to be an indoor cat again, you have to keep him as an indoor cat and not kind of renege and say, oh, poor kitty, and let him out again.
He raises, he yells, you know, meow, meow.
He's a very demanding cat, isn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he is. He's a little stinker. You come back with a boo. And everybody said, they said, hey, Ev, that cat had been dead years ago if it had been in my house. I said, I can't do that. I brought that life home from the, you know, the animal shelter.
One of the things I want to state, too, is if a cat stops using the
litter box, it's the poo pen.
The poo pen. That's the new
poo pen.
But one of the things you want to do is make sure you keep the cat in the area of its litter box. And then as you see that the cat is starting to use the litter box again, then you can gradually let it have room at the house again. But what a lot of people do is they say, oh, my cat's pooing all over the house or peeing all over the house. And then they still let them run all over the house. You know, so if you don't have the cat restricted to the poo pen area, then you're going to have problems.
That really is some pretty good advice from John and professional trainer Maria Paez. But I got to be honest with you guys. Training calls like that make for a great Talking Pets show. But if you really want to be on one of the, you know, super cool Talking Pet Rewind installments, hey, just call up and say,
poo pen. The poo pen. He used the poo pen. Wonderful.
It's the poo pen.
The poo pen. That's the new
poo pen.
To the poo pen area.
A few too many times, and I'm sure I'll work you right in. We're Talking Pets Rewind. I'm Bob Page.
Cold, dawn to dusk is all he knows.
Barbed wire,
cedar post fences. Branded man down to four sixes. There ain't nothing he can't fix. All the land is the way he lives.
You get knocked down, get up again. Do anything it takes to win. In the end, it's sink or swim. You get out what you put in.
Another day, another night. Gonna try our best to fight. In this battle we call life, I'll fall short to an evil mind.
Grit and glory. Grit and glory.
And that's the new single, debut video as well. You can see it pretty much everywhere, but you can also go to our homepage at talkinpets.com and watch and listen to it on there. But I want to welcome on from 6666, Grit and Glory. Want to go Jason Allen, Susan Hickman, and Chip Oliphant. Hey, how you guys
Hello.
Doing?
Hello.
Doing great.
It's nice to have you all on with us, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I want to introduce you to also Maria Ryan and also Lexi here, Lexi Adams in the studio.
Hello.
Cool.
Hey.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all. What
and
a great song.
Yes, and all of America across the country tuning in right now as well. And
Hello,
I love country.
America.
Yeah, I love country music. And you guys, you know, you guys kicked a home. Well, I should say a touchdown there. I was going to say a home run, but that'd be baseball. So, on that note, I want to get into it with you guys. In regards to a little bit about where. Now, first off, I have to ask: is it Grit and Glory, or is it 6666 Grit and Glory? And if it is 6666 Grit and Glory, why?
Well, so this is Chip Oliphant here. So just to kind of summarize it, 4-6 is a ranch out in Texas. It's a famed ranch that is owned by Taylor Sheridan, who's the writer of like Yellowstone and Landman and all of that, all those TV series and many other great shows. He owns the 4-6 ranch, and they also have a product line called Grit and Glory. So that's kind of like in the song, you hear some of the little innuendos about some of the Yellowstone stuff, about taking them to the train station and things of that nature. So we kind of tie it all in together with the Yellowstone, the 4-6 Ranch, and Grit and Glory is a product line of different alcoholic beverages and other brand logo shirts and things like that.
So also, you had mentioned shows and so on and so forth, known for that. Yellowstone and Landman are two of them, right?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Cool. And I know a lot of people watch Yellowstone, so it's a very popular program.
The train station.
Yeah, there's 4-6 Grit and Glory brand placement on both of those shows. You can see it like in some of the bar scenes and just different spots throughout the TV series. And I believe Yellowstone, some of it towards the end of the series, was filmed at the 4-6 Ranch, too. So
cool. I love the video. I love the song, of course. And, you know, in the video, people will be surrounded by cattle and horses and the horizon and just a beautiful scenery behind that. But I want to ask separately a little bit about each one of you. Jason, to start off with.
Yeah.
Jason, where are you from?
Yeah.
Do you live in Texas?
I live in New Braunfels, Texas, yeah. Born and raised here, and just love the country. I grew up fishing and hunting, and most of my songs you'll hear a lot of fishing. So I have a lot of fishing songs.
Oh, I want to go fishing with you. I love the fish.
Yeah, come on. It's so much fun, and I just love being in the outdoors, and this song kind of fit for me, and I was glad that Chip brought me in on it. It's an honor.
So besides Grit and Glory, actually, you were named Texas CMA's 2021 Country Christian Artist of the Year. You got a great song out there called When Prayers Go Up. But I want to play a song that I really like, your Cowboy Crazy. So I want to play a little bit of that.
Oh, Lexi? Cool. Yeah, please do. That's awesome.
Watch them horses, they kick like hell. Just like that woman, you never can tell. What's on her mind, what she's gonna do? Well, son, let me tell you. She made this
cowboy crazy. And she'll drive you right out of your mind, knock you out of the saddle.
I love this song. It's got a great tempo to it. It's up. It's exciting. And people need to check out and you know, Google you or find you on Spotify or anywhere else, Jason Allen. Your music is amazing. I want to ask Susan.
Thanks a lot.
Susan Hickman, I'm a big fan of The Voice. And I understand you were on The Voice.
I was on this this past season that just finished up last week, season 27. It was a wild ride for sure.
It must have been pretty exciting meeting, like, you know, Maroon 5 there himself, and then also John Legend, and Kelsey was on there for the first time, right? Kelsey Ballerina.
Yeah, Kelsey Ballerini and Michael Bublé as well. They were all fantastic.
Yeah, great job. And then you've also sang alongside of other singers like Miranda Lambert, which, of course, everyone loves, and also Gary Allen and a bunch of other artists. But you have a song out that I want to play a little bit about, and it's called Save Me. And I listened to a couple of your songs. I really kind of fell in love with Save Me. Lexi?
Well, thank you so much. Actually, Darwin Macon, the one that did our video for Grit and Glory, he did the video for Save Me as well.
Sounds great. This is Save Me by Susan Hickman.
15 years together, hanging on. Should we let it go and just move on? We can't ever work it out, 'cause we can't ever say who was right and who was wrong. I won't give up, I'll fight for us. I'm reaching out, please pull me into you. I want you to save me, like only you.
So Susan Hickman was Female Vocalist of the Year in 2015. Also, Louder Than Words, Volume 1, she's got out there. But I want to move over to Chip Oliphant right now, and I'm going to play one of your songs, Mr. Houston Man. Long White Line. This is from Chip Oliphant.
Let's have another round. Slows down and the gears on go. No looking back to the past and what's behind. The wheels turn round and round, miles they click on by. Keep on chasing down that long white line.
Songwriter, collaborator, and creator of the 4/6 Grit and Glory brand's official anthem entitled Grit and Glory. That is Chip Oliphant, singer, songwriter, music producer, recording, and performing artist. And you are based in Houston, correct?
That is correct. Yes, sir.
So,
born and raised in that area and love it out here.
We're going to go out with your song, but before we do that, I want people to know that, Susan, you live with a pet, correct?
I do. Little Piper. She's an Australian Shepherd. She's a mini, and she is basically a human with four legs.
And Chip, your beloved one there in your house?
Yes, sir. I've got a new one. It's a toy Australian Shepherd, and his name is Rocky, and he'll be 1 year old in August of this year. So we're enjoying him.
Aww.
And of course, Jason, you've got one as well.
I have a Yorkie. She's 14, and she's older. She's blind, but she's on the road with us. She's with me right now on tour. And we love her so much. We don't want to leave her anywhere. But she's a road dog. She's a good dog.
Now, see you guys out there. Big guys can have small dogs. So
that's right.
Hey, I got to thank you guys. We're going to close with your song, but I want to thank you for joining us on this segment. And all of your music is amazing. So I hope everybody checks it out in America. But you got to check out this debut of Grit and Glory. 4/6 Grit and Glory. Check it out. Jason, Susan, Chip, thanks for joining us here on Talking Pets. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much.
Have a good holiday.
Sunrise, in the saddle.
Working horses out herding cattle. Summer's hot, winter's cold. Dawn to dusk is all he knows.
Barbed wire, cedar post fences. Branded man down to 4/6. There ain't nothing he can't fix. All the land is the way he lives.
You get knocked down, get up again. Do anything it takes to win. In the end, it's sink or swim. You get out what you put in.
Another.
Hi everyone, Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet. Fresh asparagus. Hollandaise on the side. A filet. Medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair. Close your eyes and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
It's time to stop. It's time to...
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Sitting there with your head in your hand, wondering why you can't get ahead no matter how hard you try. Well, I've been there too, and I'm here to tell you, when prayers go up, blessings come down, all in God's time they'll all be found. It might seem like there's no hope now, when prayers go up, blessings come down.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Give us a call at 818-818-6401. That is Jason Allen, and the song that I mentioned earlier, actually, he was named Texas CMA's 2021 Country Christian Artist of the Year, and that was When Prayers Go Up from his gospel album. You can find all that on Spotify and everywhere else out there. The same with their video, where all videos are played, like YouTube and everywhere else. You can get it, or you can watch the 4-6 Grit and Glory, the debut video, and basically with Chip Oliphant, Jason Allen, and Susan Hickman. You can watch that at TalkinPets.com. I have it on my homepage there. Just click on play, and you can watch and listen on there. But some of the words from the song, get knocked down, get up again, do anything it takes to win. In the end, it's sink or swim. You get out what you put in. Destiny is the product of your journey, so what's your story? Mine is grit and glory, grit and glory. And that was a good song, Maria, you think?
Love it. Yeah. Absolutely. First time I've heard it.
Yeah, really, me too. Like me too. Mm-hmm. But they just brought out the video and everything, so it's great to have them on. So that was, we kicked off the video with them, so that's pretty cool. And we
watched Yellowstone, and I feel like, some of their music sounds familiar.
Yeah, and then they, of course, they use the ranch there, basically, that they, the three of them use the ranch that's used in those shows.
Right.
And one in particular that they mentioned was the one you said, Yellowstone, and also the other one was Landman. So a great
group. Yes.
They did a great job. So, and I am a huge fan of The Voice, as I am with American Idol, and we do have several of their people on from time to time, as well as from the other show that's starting up, I think, next week. Lexi, I love this show. It's like my favorite summer show, and I can't think now. Also with Simon Cowell. America's Got Talent. America's Got Talent. So we have some of their people on as well, and we had like their dog trainers on and so forth, or some of their singers in the past. But, The Voice is pretty cool. So pretty neat that Susan Hickman joined on with us from, being on The Voice this season. And, it just closed out. And this guy Adam won. Hope I didn't crush anybody's, dreams there on watching the show. But
spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Adam won. and that was the guy's name, the singer, not Adam from Maroon 5. So, but great shows. I love those shows. And Kelly Clarkson's got a new song out, which I love. And I love Kelly Clarkson. I know she lives like in Nashville and several other places. So if you're listening to us right now, Kelly Clarkson,
call in.
You need to call
us. We love you. Call
us. Yes, we do, definitely. I'm a huge Kelly Clarkson fan. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. And I've got to say something that, Darla, when you go on to our Facebook Live, there's like a chat room on there. You'll see Darla on there. She's so cool. She'll give you the phone number. She'll tell you what to do and so on and so forth. But she put on there, Happy Memorial Day. Be safe and remember what the day is about. And I do have to say that's very important.
Speaking of Kelly Clarkson, not to cut you off on that, but have you ever watched Love on the Spectrum?
No.
Yes. 10 out of 10, recommend
what?
Watching it.
Same.
It's
How have
so
you not
great.
Seen that?
Yeah, it's so great. It's
Is it a
adorable.
Reality show?
Yeah, kind of. It's
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Kinda. It's about people.
I guess.
Yeah, it's not like a reality show. It's just like a
documentary-ish.
You follow people. Yeah, you follow people who have autism and as they're trying to date. They're trying to navigate love. It's so cute. And but the one girl on there, her name is Abby. You might have seen her on social media. She's very big. She got to sing on Kelly Clarkson, and I thought that was so cool. And it's so cute. It's about her boyfriend, David. Not to spoil it, but she starts dating the guy from season one.
Kelly's really come a long way. I mean, from winning the original American Idol. And not only that, but...
she has her own show now.
Yeah, she's got her talk show, and she's doing a bunch of other things, of course. And, you know, massive weight loss for Kelly, which, you know, I applaud her on that. You know, it's healthier, you know, to lose that weight. But she's really cool. My friend Mac, who's a personal friend I hang out with, he was on her show recently. He's a veteran, a military veteran. And so Kelly does a lot. So I got to give her a shout out again, Kelly Clarkson. And you got to listen to it. I can't think of the name of the song right now, but it's amazing song. Maybe you can find it on there, Lexi, but maybe we can close with it. But it's a great song.
By who?
And Kelly Clarkson.
What's it called? You don't know.
It's brand new. Just came out. She sang
like,
it on The Voice.
Who's on first?
Yeah, I can't think of it. I can't think of it. But it's a sweet song, interesting tempo, and then it gets really high end, and then it goes back into like a melody.
I don't know.
But maybe Kelly can call and tell us what it is. Call us, Kelly Clarkson, 818-818-6401. But congrats to Grit and Glory. Those guys have a great song out there and a great video as well.
Where have you been?
Yeah, that's it. So we'll close with that one. And lovely Miss Kelly Clarkson. But, you know, again, we have different people that come onto the program, everything from animal people. And then that's like all three of those guys, you know, they all had pets. They all lived their life with pets. They're surrounded by horses and cattle and country. But, you know, like I said, Jason has pets, Susan and Chip goes to show. And like I said, big guys, and Jason's not a small guy. They have small dogs. So you can always adopt a small little dog. Doesn't make you lesser of a man if you have a Yorkie or a Chihuahua. I know a lot
no,
of guys
and
that have
those
Chihuahua.
Small, yeah, and those smaller dogs, they're the problems. They're the ones that are like, rah, they'll protect you.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's they're like they have the no ones. Fear. I mean,
right.
You know, I've seen Chihuahuas go up to Rottweilers and Great Danes. I've seen a... I've seen a half Great Dane and a half Chihuahua. I want to know how that worked out. But anyway,
somebody has a good sense.
We'll leave it on that note. But this is Kelly Clarkson in the background. But this is hour two of Talking Pets. Thanks for joining us in this hour. And a big shout out to Grit and Glory. I want to thank them for coming on. And their PR person, Martha Moore. Thank you so much as well, Martha. And a big shout out to Sydney out there. Sydney hooked them up and everything too at CRN. But don't go away. More of Talking Pets if you're staying with us. 818-818-6401. This is Kelly Clarkson.
Found out I was wrong. I almost gave up. My line was so dim. And now.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.